For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandary. Attorney General William Barr is discussing the findings of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report this morning at a news conference before journalists have a chance to see the report there to question him about, and before Barr publicly releases the redacted report or even releases it to Congress. Critics said Barr is attempting to shield President Trump and spin the report's findings before members of the public can read it and come to their own judgments. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Barr had thrown out his credibility and the Justice Department's independence. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the process is poisoned before the report is even released. Democrat Jerry Nadler chairs the House Judiciary Committee, which voted to give Nadler the authority to subpoena the entire report and underlying documentation.
The fact that the Attorney General is not releasing even the redacted report to Congress until after his press conference will again result in the report being presented through his own words rather than through the words of Special Counsel Mueller. The central concern here is that the Attorney General Barr is not allowing the facts of the Mueller report to speak for themselves, but is trying to bake in the narrative about the report to the benefit of the White House.
A Justice Department spokesperson said Barr would address the department's interactions with the White House over the Mueller report, whether executive privilege was invoked, and the process Barr used to black out portions of the document. After the news conference, the report was to be delivered to Congress on CDs between 11 a.m. and noon Eastern time, and then posted on the special counsel's website. North Korea announced it has test-fired a new type of tactical guided weapon, its first such test in nearly half a year. Officials said the test did not appear to be of a banned mid- or long-range ballistic missile. North Korea's Kim Jong-un reportedly viewed the missile test. At the same time, North Korean officials demanded the Trump administration remove Secretary of State Mike Pompeo from nuclear negotiations. In a statement issued under the name of a top foreign ministry official, North Korea accused Pompeo of talking nonsense and misrepresenting Kim's comments. In a speech last week, Kim said he's open to a third summit with Trump, but only if the U.S. changes its stance on sanctions enforcement and pressure by the end of the year. The Trump administration has intensified its crackdown on Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. The new measures further roll back Obama administration policy and impose new restrictions and sanctions against the three countries. National Security Advisor John Bolton referred to the three as, quote, the three stooges of socialism, and said they're beginning to crumble. Bolton delivered a harsh speech in Miami on the 58th anniversary of the U.S.-backed Bay of Pigs invasion of Cuba, which was a failed attempt to overthrow the government.
Under this administration, we don't throw dictators lifelines. We will take them away. Today, we proudly proclaim for all to hear the Monroe Doctrine is alive and well.
Bolton announced a new cap on the amount of money that families in the U.S. can send to relatives in Cuba and moved to further restrict travel to the island. In a blow to Cuba's efforts to attract foreign investment, the administration is opening the door for lawsuits against foreign firms operating on properties that Cuba seized after the 1959 revolution. On Venezuela, Bolton said the administration was sanctioning the country's central bank. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro called the move the latest example of imperialist aggression. He said the U.S. is stealing $30 billion from Venezuela with its sanctions. His remarks appeared on Al Jazeera.
Veo al imperialismo como loco, desesperado.
I see imperialism as crazy and desperate. The news also came out that Donald Trump called the Pope. I'm sure the Pope threw holy water on the telephone when he spoke to Trump. I'm sure Donald Trump gave his confession. He must have confessed to the Pope all the harm he's doing in the world. He must have confessed to the Pope all the harm he's doing to the people of Venezuela with illegal unilateral sanctions. All the money, the $30 billion that he's stolen from the people of Venezuela.
Bolton also announced new sanctions on Nicaragua's Bancorp, which he called a slush fund for President Daniel Ortega. Former Black Panther and journalist Mumia Abu-Jamal will get a new appeals hearing after the Philadelphia district attorney dropped his opposition to it. 64-year-old Mumia Abu-Jamal is serving a life sentence after spending decades on death row and the 1981 slaying of Officer Daniel Faulkner, a killing he has always denied he committed. I'm Eileen Alfandari. You're listening to Sojourner Truth on Pacifica Radio.